I wanted to introduce Tess Howe to everyone. Tess received her master's in landscape architecture this May, master's with distinction, stormwater management is some of what we are for the landscape is some of what we're talking about, and I want to let Tess do most of the talking, and then I just have a few comments at the end.
Okay, thank you, Judith. I am a landscape designer at Morrow Weird and Wilkinson Miller Landscape Architects, and as Judith said, I did a lot of my thesis work on stormwater and urban water issues. And Judith and I are also both part of the Arid LID Coalition, which is a group that advocates using stormwater as a resource rather than a liability. And as part of this, we advocate for green stormwater infrastructure, which uses plants, soil, rocks, and mulch to manage stormwater rather than concrete channels and metal pipes. And the advantages of green stormwater infrastructure, GSI, really hit a lot of major water issues that we've been talking about. One major one is water quality. The EPA does regulate stormwater entering the Rio Grande for pollutants such as E. coli, polychlorinated biphenyls, temperature, that sort of thing. And that permit is unique in the country in that it mandates cooperation, which is becoming a theme, it seems like, this morning, among the different municipalities within the EPA-defined boundary. So green stormwater infrastructure captures and treats these pollutants and is advocated for by the EPA as well. And green stormwater infrastructure is also a major component of water conservation. Almost half of the water used in Albuquerque is used to irrigate landscapes, and that water amount can be decreased by using stormwater to irrigate landscapes, and has a lot of other benefits that Judith is going to talk about also.
Written up here, you can look at it later. This is just one scenario, and it's actually the estimates of the amount of water running off this parking lot are low, and rainfall estimates are actually maybe in a couple of years high. Using plants where it's possible, using plants to both cool the environment and make the city more livable, and also clean up the water as it continues to flow through back into the river, are important. And the one scenario that's really, I think we have there's a lot of positive in this. So the one negative I'm going to tell you about is La Vida Llena, the senior residence area in the Northeast Heights here in Albuquerque. A group of concerned residents there asked for a water audit to be done because there's water running off into the street from the landscape all the time. And so they had a water audit done, and it turns out that La Vida Llena uses 5 million gallons in excess every year. And the management is really not particularly interested in addressing this. And you know, my question is, why not? The residents there that are concerned about this, they're using this time particularly as a jumping off point because they're going to be doing some construction there. And so they figure that now is an opportunity to actually undo some of the problems and create some better scenarios on their campus. Hopefully we can, you know, support that effort, and I'm hoping that Tess gets involved in that. but we can all be advocates for people who live in a situation and they see that there's a problem. And so, yeah, Albuquerque is a small town, so I figure if I tell enough people about La Vida Llena, that somebody is going to talk to the management there from the outside, that they'll start hearing about it. And they'll start realizing that, you know, we're paying attention. And, you know, they're not the only ones. They're just the ones that most recently I found out about. Anyway, we all need to be water advocates.
Actually, there's probably no time for questions,